sunshine circling the block. Little buddy got murdered on the flat. Two times, you know how we rock. You know who he knocked on, you know who he shot. You know how we
come in for nothing. Why don't you like this?
It's a podcast.
This is
clearly.
Vince Staples.
How many more episodes before we got the YouTube videos? And us just sitting here like D-bags.
Well, I don't have a camera that's capable of that quality. Mm-hmm. We'd need a whole nother person. I'd ask for a sidekick last time. How are we looking on that? Do we get any emails?
Looking good.
Okay. One of my notes is there's no advertisements on the show, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because we're like Facebook. You know what's cool? All that bullshit.
I'm going to cut out the part where you said we're like Facebook. So you don't have anything particular. Were you fine
what
on the
happened
drive
to you? What happened to you explaining, be like, I want a proper introduction to this.
This is it.
Okay.
This is my version.
Well, this is not explaining at all what.
I like that you guys do the proper introductions now.
Thank you, caller.
That was a voicemail. They left us. He didn't leave his name, but.
Yeah.
This is it. It's a year in it.
Okay.
Okay, so what were you fine on the drive over?
Good. I was good.
All right, that doesn't help me. So you walked up the stairs.
Yep,
you
yep,
walked in
yep.
here, and you were like, no.
You commented on my nuts eating.
I said you got protein in
you. Dude.
I got peanut honey roasted
hell
nuts.
Yeah, dude.
You need to protein load. You don't need to tell me that. Oh, I'm still planning your wedding?
Yes.
And right now I don't have you guys sitting together.
Oh.
Is that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Is it separated by race?
You some bitch. He got me at my own thing. No, but it can be.
Cool.
Hear me now. Booyakasha, Ragwan. That's a note I have. It's number two on on the list.
Great
I'm already out of order.
People definitely understand what this cast is
that
about.
That probably should have been the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay. Courtney, flip that around in the edit.
Yep.
And, did you see Wayne's World yet?
Ooh, you're going to be very disappointed in me. I saw Endgame, though.
Did you see Wayne's World 2? We'll get back to that.
Is there time travel in Wayne's World? What am I thinking of? Bill and Ted.
No.
Is there time travel in that? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's kind of relevant. They're making a third one.
Is that better than Wayne's World?
No.
What comedy duo trumps the other? Is there a bigger cult following for...
I don't want to say. I don't want to get flack.
Okay.
So you want to talk about Endgame?
Sure. I mean, I don't care.
The floor is yours.
I mean, throughout the movie, I was like, Gerber cried for this bullshit?
I said I almost cried. Okay, so you're a dissenter.
Which part? All right, spoiler alert. Which part? Yeah, I am a dissenter. Well, I don't know. I loved Infinity War.
Yeah, official.
This is what should have happened. They should have just extended Infinity War by 10 minutes. Then they just lop on the end of Endgame right until he dies. Movie over. Franchise story complete.
So, on this pod, I'm the guy who gets accused of not having fun.
Yes.
And you just took a lot of fun away from a whole lot of people. Because we want that second movie. We want something to do in early springtime.
Yeah.
Where did the movie lose you?
Time travel?
Let me, you talk a little bit, because I want to bring up a text.
Oh, between the both of us?
No.
Oh, between you and...
I'm never going to find it. It said, why are people trying to pick apart the time travel? Do you think that Disney's going to read your Reddit thing and contact your username and then
shit.
You get direct the next one?
Yeah, and they're like, we're so sorry. How can we pay you back?
Yeah. Lizard Man,
I mean,
348.
I am full of shit at the same time because we all knew that was coming. It wasn't like a surprise.
The plot.
Yeah, obviously something was going to get, not retcon, but something was going to happen where they could, you know, reverse the plot because we knew these characters weren't going to stay dead.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like, yeah, they did the best they could. Like, obviously there's going to be plot holes, but whatever.
Yeah. What were they supposed to do, though?
You're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Wait, but where did you get emotional? Are we talking like Iron Man? The Iron Man part?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
God.
Challenging for me.
That's where else? That's it?
I think so.
Okay. I'll give you that one, I guess. I mean, like, when Captain America shows up at the end, were you like, oh my God.
With the hammer thing?
No, at the very, very end. And he's he lived happily ever after.
No, because I'm not invested in any of his standalone movies.
Oh, you're Team Iron Man.
Yeah.
When they were like, no, I'm right. You're like, yeah.
I don't know what you're referring to, but...
Isn't that the whole point? Is they argue the whole time?
I saw Long Shot.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, they have a... I fucking, black that out. I just don't care.
Because Iron Man's like, I want to build...
In Civil War.
Yes, dude. Did you even watch that fucking movie?
You know, when it got to the part where he sees how his parents died and it's perfectly fucking framed on a security camera...
Oh, my God. That's what's...
Lost the movie.
You got it.
Okay. All right, so Endgame. Loved it. Loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I know.
You're not buying it.
Weird
on
that
iTunes?
I was thinking about you the whole time.
Really? You're like, where did this son of a bitch? Where did it move him?
Right. Is it here? It can't be here. There's no way. And then the movie ended. I was like, wait, what?
What did the people you saw it with feel like? Where was their feelings?
I saw it with the wifey. She enjoyed it. We did that. We did the Marina Dine-In. You know all about that place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Row B, seats 3 and 4. Come check us out.
How was the service?
We were lounging.
I used to work there.
Yeah, service was... It's weird because, they come through while you're watching. So if someone's like, yo, yeah. I need to get something, they'll just, stand right in fucking
but
front
it still
of
kind of works. Like, you still...
Yeah, you just have to... If you're going in that, you have to have that... You have to know that that's going to happen. Just go to a normal theater if you want to be,
Right.
Completely, not distracted.
Like I did, a basic.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like medieval times in that sense? I've never been there, but I imagine it's there's just multiple things going on. There's a show I have to pay attention to, but then there's also
turkey legs.
Yeah. And beer.
No, medieval times is way better.
Okay. I gave Vu the face that says, I don't like how you big-timed me.
What's it going to take to get you to go to medieval Medieval Festival, Renaissance Fair.
Roofied and kidnapped. That should have been the name of this pod.
Roofied and kidnapped. Okay.
That's not funny. We shouldn't joke about that. So, Apple. Why doesn't my Apple Watch work anymore?
You have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I want one.
Well, if you get one...
It was $50 off on Amazon. I really thought about it, but I was like, no.
If you get one, you apparently need to leave it plugged in when you're not using it.
Charged?
Yeah.
Okay.
I let mine sit for 9 months. No reason. And I go to plug it in.
I've never seen you wear it.
I used to wear it when I had my job.
Okay.
As a forensic pathologist.
Right.
I talk about it all the time. And then I don't need it, so I put it in my cabinet or whatever.
Okay. So the battery dies if you try charging it?
You can't.
What do you mean? You can't?
It'll just light up the white Apple icon.
Okay.
Then you get a red death Apple icon.
Okay.
It's like Apple alternate universe, like the dark universe Apple.
So yours specifically is just broken.
No, I went online and they were like, yeah, no, it does. If you don't leave it plugged in and charge at least 50%, you can't just store it. It just dies.
Oh, so if it gets to zero, then it breaks?
If it gets to zero. And then sits for a couple weeks. Yeah, it just, you're fucked. I don't remember how much I paid for it, but it's bullshit.
You're going to have to go see, what are they called? Genius bar guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a tarot card reader to make better decisions. Because I don't know.
Man, you're living the life of luxury. Just walking around with an Apple Watch. Got two laptops in front of you.
I was.
Sugar-free Red Bull.
I was.
You got glasses without prescriptions. That is luxury.
I can see. I got 20/20.
Yeah.
But the... That's taking the design obsolescence to a whole nother level.
Yeah. It's pretty bullshit.
That was
me. I feel like that is a... But is it being addressed? Is it a thing that...
No, Apple's laughing all the way to the bank.
So what are they banking on? You buying the charger?
And then and buying a new watch now.
Oh, okay. It's permanently broken. You cannot fix it.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
That means you get that Apple Care? You did not.
I never gotten Apple. Apple doesn't care about me. Yeah. They don't care about you.
I mean, it's a good financial decision to not get it. So.
You can't even throw out their
the
products.
Numbers.
You know the Airbud things?
Yeah, I love those.
You can't even throw them out.
Why?
They're going to last longer than us because of the battery inside of them.
Oh, you're not. You're like legally not allowed. You're supposed to like recycle.
They won't. Just look it up. It's all. There's people listening to us right now.
I'll take the watch off you if you want.
For free?
Well, it's broken, right?
What? So why do you want it?
Don't worry about it. I'm trying to help you declutter.
There's new Tool stuff out there.
Oh my god!
Now you were sending me to Tool lyrics the other day. Why were you doing that?
I was just trolling you.
You got it.
I had to look it up. I was like, "What sounds like doofus lyric?" You know?
Yeah, you spelled it wrong too.
Okay.
It's.
Yeah, I don't care.
Let's see what you wrote, okay. Courtney.
Bring it up.
What's his name? Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie, put it on the big screen.
You wrote, sense of compassion between supposed lovers, between supposed lovers. Then you wrote, I know the pieces fit, times.
Eight times.
The second one is between supposed brothers.
Okay.
So you don't.
Oh, that explains clearly why it didn't make sense before.
There's two.
Wait. I saw Tool playing at a music festival in Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. They're headlining.
You're going to see them?
No.
You
no.
saw
I just
something
saw an ad,
with...
and I was like, cool, Gerber won't go to this. But it's cool.
Why would I go to Chicago?
You wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I just found it interesting that they're headlining. Like, oh, they're, I don't know, was Tool always touring? I thought you were saying they were dormant.
No, they've been off and on. But now they have new material.
Yeah, so I'm saying the Kraken is rising. The album is coming.
Yeah, they're back.
Because they're about to do all this festival bullshit and touring.
August 30th, listening party, somewhere.
The album's official release date?
Yeah.
Has been announced?
Yeah.
August 30th.
Augie Dog 30.
What's it called?
No title yet.
Or they just haven't revealed?
They haven't revealed.
How giddy are you? Emergency cast? Is that going to happen? Probably.
That'll probably happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm giddy, but I've already found...
Pre-ordered?
No, I don't think it's available yet. I've already found bootlegs... of the two new songs they've been playing.
Oh, okay.
Searched, sifted through the best audio quality.
Yep.
And they're on my phone.
And
I've been listening to them nonstop.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
They're fucking sick.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Like, Christian, for example, he doesn't want any part of it. He just wants the studio experience first.
Oh, he likes Tool? I didn't know he liked Tool.
Yeah. I don't talk to people who don't.
He's a Toolie?
What? So that's exciting.
Okay.
And I thought maybe you were in on that, and that's why
nope,
you were sending me that
stuff.
Nope,
I had no idea.
But, okay, they have this song. I think I know what's wrong with you today.
Okay.
I'm going to make you feel better.
Thanks.
You're welcome. They have a song called Invincible.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about the other song, Descending.
Yeah, totally.
But Invincible is where it's at.
It's the better one.
Listen to these lyrics.
Can you play
this
it?
This was making me emotional.
Okay.
Last month it was Tony Stark.
Apparently he's not that hard.
No, it's not.
What if the Tony Stark scene happened with this Tool song as like the score? Would you just like...
I know exactly what
disintegrated?
Yeah, basically. Because okay. I sit... Okay, you know where you choose your seat?
Mm-hmm.
I sit at the top of the aisle so that my long-ass legs can...
Top of the aisle.
Yeah, you're walking, you know, so they're at the very top of the auditorium.
Top row?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I sit where I can put my feet out into the thing.
Right.
If that happened, that scenario you just painted,
mm-hmm.
I would have fallen forward.
Just melted.
Passed out and rolled down the stairs. No one comes to get me until after the credits are over. So that's how I think that would have went down. But in the song, I don't know what the theme of the new album is going to be about.
Okay.
But I think that's what people are kind of missing is, yeah, the music's great. But Maynard as a lyricist is what we need. You got it. So without further ado.
What was the theme of Eat the Elephant? Politics? God.
Keep going. Keep going.
And just general hatred for society.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
What is with Anima's theme?
Go away.
Okay.
Anima's theme was L.A., the San Andreas fault line,
yes,
and then L.A.
Yes.
falls into the ocean.
Essentially, he wants to flush out Los Angeles.
Because he lives in Jerome. He don't need L.A.
Exactly.
Him say, "This." I should
Did
preface.
You say
he's talking now and singing about getting older.
Gotcha.
Immortality.
Yes. He's okay.
And him say stuff like, long in tooth and soul, longing for another win. Merge into the fray, weapon out, and belly in.
Okay.
Warrior, struggling to remain consequential.
Deep.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Hang on, let me, I gotta find it. That's all I want to say, I think.
I mean, yeah, that's awesome.
I want you to play some Vince Staples for me. Is this on my notes? Oh, and then my last note is, how do you run away from your problems when you are the problem? Okay, yep. So let's get into the Elb, because sure. I listened to it.
Oh, you want some background on the VS?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, how many spins did you give it?
3.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I mean, it's short. All the songs are very short.
Yes, 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 yes. That's why the album's good, because it's short and sweet and to the point, and when it ends, you're like, you instantly want some more.
On the new Tool album, the rumor is that the shortest song is over 10 minutes.
The shortest song is over 10 minutes.
Yeah, and that song I was just trying to talk to you about and failing at was like 11.
So the two songs that are out are over 10 minutes?
Yeah, they're long.
Already hate it.
That sounds like that, kind of.
Or I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's like so over the top that it's good.
Did you skip medication?
Me?
Is that what happened? Yeah.
What meds you on, bro?
All right, so Vince Staples.
Yeah.
Native of Long Beach, California. I don't know if you noticed from his lyrics.
Nope. Didn't catch it.
And he is considered one of the best hip-hop interviewees out today.
Did he get interviewed by that guy with the long hair and the crazy hat and the glasses?
Nardwar?
Yeah.
No, but that would be awesome. Wait, no, he has. There is an interview of him.
Knew it. Called it. You got it.
And it's great. Yeah, because he's super sarcastic. He's super
yeah,
witty.
What's his vibe?
Yeah, his the type of music he makes is beats that are very easy to listen to, like pop hip-hop beats. But the lyrics are always super dark and about...
mortality and aging?
No. You know, it's about like how he grew up in Long Beach. He lived, you know, he's, you know, lived in poverty. He's like violence around him, like, so he kind of combines those two things, and that's come that's become his style.
Right. Okay. That's your dissertation on Vince Staples.
Yeah, but he's the
seems easygoing.
Yeah, he's the answer to me when I'm thinking about new hip hop, like new artists. I'm like,
which you are all the time.
Yeah, right. Because I'm like getting older. I'm like, fuck, man. Am I just too old to understand?
Make my,
yeah,
like,
just like
tool.
Maynard. Mm. Yeah, long in the tooth, short in the soul. And I'm just like, fuck. Am I just too old to like these artists anymore? Am I just like becoming that curmudgeon, like get off my lawn guy? Because all these songs suck and I hate them all. And then someone like Vince Staples comes through, and you listen to him. You're like, okay, here's someone that still that I like. That's, you know, in the younger generation that like I can get on board with.
So you don't. I don't want you to talk shit on people, but I'm interested to know what songs you can't subscribe to, like Blapkins, Napkins, Harrison Ford, The Floorboard.
Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
And then the end, they do the Cristela. Yeah. And now Eminem's challenging him to a rap battle. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Logic's fine. Eminem's obviously like legend status, Eminem show, all that shit. But like, yeah, there's new artists out there that I just don't get on board with.
Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh my god.
But this guy seems pretty easygoing. I mean, his...
But that's kind of the juxtaposition that he's portraying. That's like... like, because his first album was called Summer 06, right?
Interesting.
And so it has the idea that it's like, oh, it's supposed to be an easygoing, you know, that's the album cover is like waves and stuff. And then literally every single song is like kind of depressing. And that's what really put him on the map. Of like, he's like this hip hop artist who's talking about all this shit he's been through and like the problems that's going on, but he like wraps it in this easy to digest, you know.
Well, why can't I listen to that one?
Yeah. I mean, you could go back, but you know, because like you have like artists like Tupac that want to have an album like Tupacalypse Now, and everything's like super aggressively, like everything's fucked up, you know, and stuff like that. and that's fine. And then you have gangster rap that's like that, you know, and you have, you know, deep cut kind of things like that. And then he is making it easily digestible, but still sticking to the things that he can relate to and gang banging and all that stuff. You know, the things that he's witnessed growing up in Long Beach and saying like, hey, this shit is out here. Mm-hmm. And people have even asked him, like, why don't you, like, have lyrics that are just more easygoing? And he's like, I'm never going to do that. Like, I'm always going to be, like, talking about what I know.
Even when he's rich and he's
sitting poolside. And he has, like, really hilarious stories about, like, people were criticizing, like, his new music. So he was, like, he made a Kickstarter for himself. And he said, yo, if you guys raise 200K, I will retire from hip-hop so I can go buy a house and blah, blah, you know. And, like, he's younger, so he's like, he understands the video game culture. He's into like 2K Live. Same, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, so 2K. So he's a really good interviewee. Like, he has great interviews. He's, you know, he always has an opinion about everything. He has no shame about selling out, you know. So, like, he is a sponsor for Sprite, and he fucking name drops Sprite constantly. He's just trolling you, you know? He's just like, dude, he does not care if you like him or not. He's like, every time I mention Sprite, I get fucking paid, so fuck all y'all.
Isn't that, like, the Eric Andre character?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, he doesn't really, he's not worried about his image, and by doing that, he actually, you know, it's like a cycle of him, like, actually coming across as a cool guy, you know? Because he tries so little to like be the cool guy.
It's not all, it's not closely manicured like most like mainstream artists.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Katy Perry buys an old nunnery, or Madonna.
That really happened?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
She was trying to.
That's weird.
I have my finger on the pulse of celebrity real estate.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing I kind of realized with this album, it's like, obviously it's called FM, and it has like these radio interstitials.
I like that.
And, you know, the other albums I've chosen, when I like chose LCD Sound System, I was like, this is what electronic music on the radio should sound like. You know, when I chose St. Vincent, I was like, this is what, like, I don't know, pop rock should sound. This is what should be on the radio, like, for this genre. And then this is how I feel about hip hop. Like, these are the type of songs Vince Staples should be on the, like, you're never gonna hear this shit on the radio because, you know, for whatever, you know, that's just not what's popular, but this is the good shit that should be on the radio. So that's the stuff I gravitate to when I'm like, I don't know. Yeah,
that was my first impression when I first started listening to it and listened to the radio little interstitials, like you said.
Yeah,
what a great word. I was like, is this Vu's Peeping Tom thing?
A little bit,
it's the same, like, this is what the radio is to him.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Vince Staples is trying to do as well. It's like, this is what he envisions his radio to be, you know, shit like this.
Yeah.
Because you got, like, Big Boy in the Morning and all that shit still happening.
You do have Big Boy in the Morning.
Right. But then he has an interstitial where that guy can't even think of his name, you know, when he's supposed to name the celebrities that start with V. And, like, so he's like, Vince Staples is like acknowledging, like, he's not even that mainstream.
Right.
So it's kind of like the hypocrisy of, like, the thing he's trying to create.
Is he moodier than Franklin Ocean?
No, he's like he's actually super laid back and stuff, but it's like that idea that if you don't laugh, you'll cry, you know? He's like just super sarcastic and witty about everything because he knows, like, dude, like, nothing's going to get to this guy. He's seen so much real shit that, like, anything that's media related or,
right,
you know, industry related is just like complete bullshit.
That's kind of how I am.
Yeah.
So you put on the CD, press play.
Yeah.
And then stuff like,
this is the best song on the album right off the bat. First song, immediate hit. Feels Like Summer featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
This is your favorite song?
Yes.
Interesting. Because it's the first one out of 11.
Yeah. And the total runtime of the entire album is like maybe 25, 26 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Like that, this hook right here is so catchy. And it's just like, if any other artist would have done this, this would have been a radio hit. You know, if the lyrics were changed just to be kind of like more generic, and then you had Drake singing this hit,
Kings
this hook.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah. It's like fucking top of the Billboard immediately. But since it's not, you know, it just kind of gets lost.
Right.
With some bullshit.
That, to me, sounds like your PCH top-down windows up.
So, a little bit, yeah.
Because it's called Feels Like Summer. You right. got it. Then do you want me to start going tea by tea?
Sure.
And then... And then just talk
but what was your impression of when you first heard this song?
So my first impression is
kind of... Was there any hope?
At first it was kind of like really questionable. Ugh. Because of the drum that drum.
Yeah, the 808s kind of thing. Snare kit.
It's what all this music suffers from for me. And going back to like the two, I'm not a big Tupac fan. Like, don't come at me with Tupac stuff, people okay. out there. Like,
I won't, were a Tupac fan.
I like a few of his songs, but I just use it as an example of studio manship yeah, right. and people
but
playing
you're more
live
about
instruments.
The Boys to Men.
Doom, 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 da, da. They were in Long Shot.
Oh yeah, they were. They're in the trailer.
So at first I was like, oh, I don't know.
Okay.
The drums. Machine.
It's weird that you always get caught up on that.
Yeah. Well, it because it sounds, it's like, let's take something generic and put it in every single song of, like, the whole genre.
Yeah, but that's what makes this album so good to me. It's like, one, it's really fluid, right? From song to song. Everything flows so easily, and yeah. everything's super catchy throughout. So, yeah, maybe it does suffer from that kind of, like, generic, let's get something that's really catchy.
Yeah.
But when it's combined with his lyrics and the way he delivers it, I think yeah. that's what puts it over the top for me. Because you're right, you're right. Those songs, like I said, that chorus is super catchy, it's super poppy, but that's what makes, you know?
Yeah.
When you take the whole thing together, that's what makes it good.
I feel like it only stood out to me in one song, but
okay.
maybe we'll get there, maybe we won't. This next one is called Outside! Exclamation mm-hmm. point.
And then, yeah, if you notice how that song ends and this song begins, that's what's adding to the fluidity of this album. Because it goes back to right. Big Boy as the interstitial of like, all right, that was Feels Like Summer, blah, blah, right. blah. Let's go outside. Next song, Outside.
Kind of like when on the Lateralis album by Tool, you have Parable and Parabola. And they're two separate tracks, but really they bleed into each other seamlessly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why you want to buy that album versus ripping it, because then you're going to lose that connection. Thank you. Cool. Outside. Now niggas better calm down. Left side. Who about that life? Right side. Who about that life? Nighttime. Who about the guy? Outside.
Yeah, now my mind. West side. Who about that life? But, like, see how catchy this chorus is combined to, like, what he's actually talking about? He's
yeah.
making a dance song about, like, gangbanging.
Yeah. Isn't that, when I texted you those lyrics, isn't that a good example of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Or
he's just, like, he's making a dance pop song, hip-hop song, out of, like, just straight-up street violence and gang culture. Not necessarily that he's a part of that, but he's seen it, you know. He knows it's out there.
This guy's cheeky.
He's very cheeky.
Yep.
In his interviews and in his songs. That's
okay.
a good way to describe him.
And that is a perfect segue into track three, Don't Get Chipped. I like the sub bass in that last song.
Okay. Playing ball if I swing. I ain't on that medication. Yeah, he's been known to be straight edge. Is what he's talking about.
Who's this guy?
I actually don't know.
What was he say? I ain't on the medication.
Was that yeah, dude? He's not
Sam Elliott.
He's not sipping the scissor. But he probably doesn't smoke. He probably doesn't drink.
I know.
It's weird. Like, I saw him in Austin once. At a festival, and I don't know if he was being serious or not, but he comes on the stage and he's like, all right, I'm about to perform, but yesterday, like, literally one of my best friends died. And he's like, that sucks, but all right, let's continue the show. And then he, like, went to his full set. And I was like, and everyone was like, was he serious? Because sometimes it's hard to take him seriously because he's so cheeky.
Could have been some Andy Kaufman stuff.
Yeah, but I was like, but maybe, I don't know. So that was weird. And then I saw him at GameStop once, like, on a Wednesday. But I was too much of a bitch to talk to him, so if he's out there and somehow hears this, then, like, my bad. Or maybe he was like good. I don't want to fucking talk to him.
What GameStop was it?
It was the one in Century City.
I'm absolutely fascinated by celebrity encounters.
Yes, and I was like, I'm just not that guy that can go up. It was just me, him, and his friend in this empty store. Like, because it was in the middle of the day on a weekday. No one else is in the mall. And I was like, fuck, dude. And I couldn't do it.
Did you linger?
Oh, yeah. So much lingering, dude.
You just happened to be in the same section as him looking.
Not even. He was at the register, and he was just... I don't know if he knows how to shop, but he just went up to the cashier and was like, these are what I want. Like...
What does that mean?
Like, you know, like, usually you go to the section where the games are, you grab the shit,
yeah,
and you go to the front and you pay.
Did he have, like, a list or something?
No, but he just knew what he wanted. He's like, all right, give me that 2K. And the guy was like, what? He's like, oh. And then what? He, I don't know, maybe got, like, some other game. I don't remember.
Track 4.
Yep.
Relay. Action.
You see what I'm saying? How fluid it feels, like from song to song. It has the same vibe, but it is different. There's a thematic approach to this album.
Yeah, it's to have fun.
Got blurt with the hammer.
Are they talking about Jeff Skinner for the forward from the Sabres?
Yes.
Because he scored 40 goals. Nice. Okay. It's one of those interludes you were talking about.
Yeah, is this Earl Sweatshirt?
Yep. New Earl Sweatshirt.
Who's a rapper. I'm sure you know of him. From Odd Future.
And action. Earl Sweatshirt on Big Boy's Neighborhood. This is like Queens of the Stone Age songs for the deaf.
Which is, we'll see, but what's... sarcastic about this is there is no way Earl Sweatshirt would ever be on the radio, nor would he want to be. He's like that type of rapper where he's super moody and like introverted.
Yeah.
Like one of his albums is called like I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside or something like that. It's like he portrays himself as that type of guy. Like everything is, you know, very glum.
And he's in league with Vince Staples.
Yeah, I mean, Earl Sweatshirt was an official member of Odd Future, who was started by like Tyler the Creator. I don't know. Like,
Jesus, this is a spider web of people.
And Vince Staples was never officially in the group, but he always was like around them, and I'm sure he's good friends with like Tyler and obviously Earl.
Is that the same group that Vince? I mean,
Frank Ocean was also an Odd Future, correct?
Boom, nailed it.
Yep. So they're all like intertwined in that way.
About for 200. This next one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For this jelly. That was worth it. Run the bands. Run the bands. Action. I'm not the one. Don't slip. 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 Oh, parental advisory.
Wait, wait, keep it going. I'm the man, I'm the man. My girl is the real Roxanne. My works before itself. My trophies are lyrics so good, dude. He has such good flow. Okay.
I like how he mentioned California. Chili Peppers, you got it.
He is so underrated as a lyricist. People don't give enough credit.
See, this is what happens to me. We're playing the album, and you don't want any of the songs to end. You just want to rock out.
I know, dude.
And then when I do that, I get all this hate mail from legions of people.
It's just so cool that the album is so easy to listen to, but it's like it has meaningful lyrics in it. It's not just fluff.
Do you understand my comparison to the Queens of the Stone Age album?
Nope.
All right.
What's a famous Queens of the Stone Age song? I'm sure I've heard some, but...
Yeah, you've definitely heard...
Kings of Leon? Is that the same band?
No. You've heard No One Knows.
Your sex is on fire.
We'll circle back to that.
Okay.
But what I want to do right now is play what iTunes is telling me is the most popular track on the album. Yes, it is. There's an exclamation point after it.
All caps.
And the popularity bar, it has every single bar filled.
The music video, this is the only single off the album because he made a music video to it. And it's cool. It's like a Google Maps kind of thing.
Explain.
You know how like Google Maps, you can like zoom in and go from like segment to segment of still image.
Yep.
That's basically what the music, whole music video is about, but throughout Long Beach, and then like there's people, you know, in the streets and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, and this is with this is like a, you hear that, the doo-doo-doo?
Yeah.
That's like a very, that's like a staple to like hyphy San Francisco hip hop. Ever heard of hyphy?
I feel like I need to buy new shoes or something to like be.
And that's why, and that's awesome that that U40 is on it, because you know he's from San Francisco.
UB40? Like,
yeah. WE40. The godfather of you know, hyphy San Francisco vibes. So it's like, you know, he's just getting the what's it called? When older statesman kind of gives you the okay and go.
Endorsement?
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. E40 is giving him the endorsement.
Passing of the baton?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But again, it's a great...
Chasing Ponce de Luce's...
But like,
fountain?
That song comes on up on the club. I feel like that's a huge hit. People are dancing their asses off. It is a party song. But again, you listen to the lyrics, and it's not really party-related at all.
Yeah.
There's no fun being had in Long Beach.
Yeah. Is that what a major component of all this for you, like happy music, sad lyrics?
A little bit, yeah, because doesn't St. Vincent kind of do that, I guess?
Annie Clark?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in forever.
She has that vibe, too, though.
Oh, what was the chorus in the song? Smack a bitch, smack a because I was kind of astonished by that, so I texted you the lyrics.
Yes.
Okay, and then I also did a little bit of the...
Well, what's happening as you're listening to these, is there any type of... Is there any improvement to your interest in this album?
You know what's weird? I have this...
what is your criticism of it besides? And that one snare is generic.
I mean, it's just not my cup overall. Like, none of this is making the stay list or playlist.
Okay.
But it wasn't like it being in the dentist chair for me. But here's what I do. I've done this my whole life, basically.
Yep.
Like, my friend used to have this hardcore band. Where it's like hardcore metal and then screaming, not
screamo,
singing vocals.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like that either, right?
No.
Because that's what Christian's all about. He tries to get you into.
And that's why he's not on the show today. some of it I can do. It depends.
Right.
But in high school and college, when they were really active, we'd be like hanging out, listening to, because his band would make like demos or whatever, or full on CDs. And I would kind of dance a little bit, but I guess sarcastically. And one time,
I've never seen you
called
dance.
Me out on it.
He's like, oh, you like this shit, don't you?
No, he was like, oh. Don't make fun of, oh, kind of yeah. Like, don't make fun of our thing.
He thought you were patronizing him.
But I wasn't, it was kind of like, I think it makes me uncomfortable, so I feel the need to, like, respond as if I do like it. Because that's what I was doing then, and then this made me do it, too.
So you were dancing to this, but in a patronizing way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about.
And then if I call you out on that, you feel some kind of way about that, so then you actually convince yourself that you genuinely like it?
No, but if you call me out, I'm like, yeah, you're right. But then I don't, like, life doesn't move forward.
Right.
Just, life never moves forward. such a weird thing I do, and I'm glad I got to share it with you today.
Thank you.
I want to get to this song, because this one's a real treat. It's called No Bleedin'.
Mm-hmm.
The album likes that like xylophone.
Yeah.
Ness.
Head on a swivel, man. Always.
Right, head on a swivel, no bleeding me. What does that
mean? Head on a swivel means you gotta pay attention, always.
I agree.
So you never know what someone's gonna come get you.
I mean, hey, in the age of self-driving cars,
yeah,
bird scooters.
Exactly. And he's saying, yo, I got my head on a swivel, you're never gonna get me, dude. I'm always prepared.
And where is this guy now? Oh, you know what else I can't decipher? To me, it sounds like, if you ask me, like, hey, how many vocalists are on this album?
Mm-hmm.
I would say conservatively 25.
Per song.
I can't maybe I got to spend more time with it, but I never know who the fuck is. It sounds like so many different people to me.
Like the chorus parts?
Like everything, song to song, moment to moment.
You're talking face. Even the lyrics? It doesn't like he has have no, very, like he has people, a very distinctive voice. It's like it's clearly him.
I might have some sort of learning disorder.
Probably true.
And that's probably true. I mean, you can pop this in and listen to the whole thing on your way to work.
Yeah, dude. It's just,
yeah,
it's super easy to listen. I've listened to it multiple times in one session. Like, I'll just let it
You've had
start.
Multiples.
I've had multiples. I'll just let it go back to the beginning. Because people don't do that anymore when you have a 25-minute album. Like, people try to fucking make these bloated-ass B-side. You know, Drake's a little guilty of that with Scorpion because he has A-side and B-side. Like, yep. 40 fucking tracks or something. And it's good, but it's bloated, man. It's like there's a lot.
You want it distilled down to its finest elements.
And then Vince Staples on the other side gives you not enough, and that actually helps his case because then by the time it's over, you're like, fuck, dude, I want more.
It's like candy.
Yes, it's like your... what's that band I hate? I can't remember.
AWOL Nash, baby.
You said that exact word describing them. These are candy for my ears.
Oh,
these
so
songs
I,
are candy. This song, this band is candy for my ears.
I think you're conflating. I said it was like antidepressant.
Yeah, you're like
sounds.
Literally it's serotonin like being pumped into my brain.
Yeah. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day. Brand new Tyga interlude.
Yes.
Go. Talk about it.
Tyga is just another artist. He's part of Good Music now, which is weird. He used to date Kylie Jenner. Yeah. And, you know,
sure.
He's fine. Yeah, and he actually is on the radio. He has, you know, he has songs like this. So this is, like, very him. And I didn't even know they knew each other, so I don't know. Well, I don't actually really know why he chose Tyga to be this other Mr. Scholl.
I do.
Okay.
Because they met at a GameStop.
Right, and Tyga had the balls to talk to him.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
So this could have been me.
Could have been you.
Fuck.
Why did they double up on skits, though? Because then the track 10 is also another skit.
Yeah, this is the V name thing, though.
Have you ever called this phone number?
No. In 7 seconds, I've never called a radio station in my life.
I did.
Oh, yeah?
It's the GameStop in Century City. Callbacks.
And you're like, hey, you got that NHL 2K20? No? Okay, I'll try again tomorrow. Yeah, but he's basically just commenting on like how no one really knows who he is. Because we live in that age.
Hello, GameStop.
This is what I want.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, was I supposed to be the GameStop?
I don't know.
Okay. GameStop employee.
Do you want to be?
Okay.
You need this one.
That's fine.
I'll be GameStop.
Hi. This is Michael. This is Michael Gerber. Do you have that NHL 2K20?
Hi, Mike. Yes, we do.
All right. I'd like one.
Okay. Here, pick it up.
Oh, that's how that works?
Actually, I could direct you to the store, PlayStation, and you just download it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you don't need physical copies of games anymore. It's 2019.
Jokes on you though, because I only do physical copy.
All right, so they hung up on you, and they hung up on me.
Yep,
because you were me.
Yes, and this is the last song, right? See how we're just breezing through this?
Yeah,
mainly because you don't give a shit.
I mean, realistically, we have like a food appointment.
Oh, right.
This one's kind of like
this
serious.
This is the most dour one, yeah. Because I think like he's trying to wrap it up, and he's like, hey, let's not forget what this is actually about.
Has he made an album since this one?
No. He has 3 albums right now, and this is the newest one.
Right.
And I chose this one because I was like, this was my favorite album of that year that it came out, 2018.
Do you think that this album is better than the Bad Boy soundtrack?
Yes, 100%.
And please answer honestly and openly.
But it's tough because soundtracks are hard to review because like it's just all over the place, and
sure.
You know, that's a function of a soundtrack, but it's not its fault.
Well, what else? I mean,
here's the problem with the Bad Boy soundtrack. How much joy am I getting off the nostalgia versus how much is it actually a good music?
Sure, that's fair.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, I remember this. This type of stuff, but it's like, is it actually any good?
Right. I mean, if
like,
I get
let's be real, the Space Jam soundtrack's pretty garbage when you really like put it in a vacuum, you know?
Yeah, same with the Godzilla soundtrack from 1998.
Exactly. But, you know, it's when
an impulse purchase, I screwed up. I screwed up. I like that P. Diddy song because he had sex with the song Cashmere by Led Zeppelin. The thing I like about this is the album artwork.
Dude, I like it so much that I bought the vinyl.
And is there cool stuff inside?
I haven't opened it.
Why?
I don't know. I collector's just edition? Yeah, kind of. I love album covers that don't have the artist on them.
Let me ask you something. When you're walking your dog, how do you trust other people with their dogs? And have you noticed the influx of people with no fucking leash on their dogs?
Yeah. I mean, my dog's pretty chill. He's not. That's the thing you got to worry about. It's not
your dog. Was a she named Lucy.
Her dog. Yeah. What did I say? He.
Yeah.
Oops. The thing you got to worry about is your dog. If you have an aggressive dog, you don't want your dog to bite other dogs. That's the thing you got to worry about.
Yeah.
So my dog's super chill. She's never going to bite anyone, so I don't have to worry about that. So any dog that ever rolls up on us, she's just going to be completely, like, fine.
But that's my question. Yeah. It's like, you shouldn't have to walk in fear of dogs rolling up on you. And I feel like if I had a dog...
But I think that's how every owner kind of feels. So any dog that rolls up on me, they're also thinking that my dog's chill. I just don't know about your dog. So it's kind of like an unwritten rule. Like, yo, when we walk up on each other... If we're allowing our dogs to, like, sniff each other...
friendly.
Yeah, they're probably fine. Because I also come across other dog owners that they go out of their way to avoid me when they see me.
Okay, that's
because
good.
They know their dog is going to get all riled up. And it's, like, usually, like, a bigger dog, you know?
Bandit! Yeah. Get over here!
So, it's... You can tell right away. Because they don't want to have to deal with that shit.
Hi.
But it's also their responsibility to get their dog out of the way if their dog's going to be the aggressive one.
Yep.
Dog ownership 101. Stand your ground.
And then Gary just stays in the apartment because he's a cat.
Yes.
And he watches all this from his throne, the balcony. Okay. I mean, I don't really, unfortunately, have much of an analysis.
Surprise.
Yeah, you got me there. I would say, so far, the hip-hop albums that you've assigned me,
mm-hmm.
it was the most pleasant. Because you have the element of fun. You have the interstitials. You have the choruses. You have it not taking itself so seriously.
Right.
As Heath Ledger's Joker once said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I was in somebody's car and we were cruising and they were like, I want to play this because I want to play it, I'd say, okay.
So the bar for you is I'm indifferent about that and... I'm indifferent about this album, and that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel any type of way, and that's a good thing.
Right.
Not I mean, like Iron Man.
I didn't spend 11 years with this album.
Well, that's... I
spent 2 weeks with it.
Well, that's the fucking inherent problem in this entire existence of this podcast.
One of them. Just one of the
many. Other two is us.
Perhaps. Do you have any closing...
So basically, I need a thick of an album, just like lightning in the bottle that just gets you immediately, which is, I feel like, not possible. Because I can't just... My best guess is just Linkin Park's...
Best of?
Yeah.
But we can't do best ofs.
No, but I mean, Linkin Park's first album is probably going to be close as it gets. I had an argument with Kyle that...
oh, boy.
He's not about Linkin Park like at all, even when he was younger. No.
Just doesn't like them.
Like, obviously now it's like no one really listens to Linkin Park anymore, right? I mean, I certainly don't. You do? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't. Yeah, sure. I listen to a lot of shit. Okay. I have all of their albums except one, which was Hunting Party.
Reanimation.
No, I have that.
What's the first one?
The one, the OG, Hybrid Theory.
Hybrid Theory, which is the best one by far and a classic.
I mean, it was sponsored by Pepsi. Do I need to go on?
Yeah, but I was getting an argument about him. He was saying that Hybrid Theory is not good. He's like, all of Linkin Park from beginning to end is bullshit. And I was like, that is not true, dude.
This could be a compelling episode. Yeah,
when Hybrid Theory came out, I was all about that shit, and so was everyone else. That was a good-ass album.
Because we were all one step closer to the edge.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we were about to break.
And his problem was like, he doesn't like the like rap rock. like Mike Shinoda shit that he's adding.
You know how you win that argument? You yo, shut up when I'm talking to you.
You got it.
Nailed it.
All right, what else do we... I feel like that's a strong outro.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I talked about Tool, and you definitely cared about that.
Teased it and pleased it.
I'm looking forward to Augie Dog 30th.
Put it on my calendar, Augie Dog 31.
Dude, football in the new album.
It's going to be immediate emergency cast. We might as well plan ahead.
Great marketing opportunity. Madden 20 comes out.
You play Madden? No.
No, but can
you
I
don't
finish?
Give a shit
can
about
I finish?
Football.
Can I finish? New Madden 20 comes out, whole soundtrack is the new Tool album.
No, it's not. They want to make money.
But how... never mind. That's just my idea. I mean, I'm not in marketing, but...
You should somehow do a fan version of Madden with that.
I mean, fans
do
have already...
Do you have a code?
Promo code?
Do you know how to code?
No.
Never mind.
The fans have already... Before the two new songs were debuted, right? Mm-hmm. The guitarist Adam Jones played just a new riff.
You have this feeling that when you're talking to someone, they're just waiting for their turn to talk?
No. And
who?
A fan.
Adam Jones?
Yeah.
He's a baseball player.
And the Braves?
Yeah. Wait, Adam, no, Orioles.
Adam Jones from the Orioles plays a riff on his Instagram.
Yep.
And then a fan took that and goes, here's what I think this rest of the song might sound like.
And they finished the song?
Not the whole thing, but like, you know, like a minute of like
that's
drums
cool.
And bass and whatever.
And what did he say? Did he reply?
Yeah, he blocked him. I don't know. I don't know. But
so you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know the epilogue of that story because it doesn't need one. I want you to take the McKee's story class.
What?
His screenwriting story class.
Who?
Terrence McKenna, the author.
Terrence McKenna, that's a person.
Jimmy, pull that up. Yeah, I just gave you two different people.
Who? What did they write?
Terrence McKenna.
Terrence Malick?
Yep. Yep. Great extrapolation.
Okay.
Are you thinking IHOP or...
I'm thinking you're going to tease your next album here.
Oh, yeah. I don't even have it written down, actually, but I'm going to pick.
Okay.
I'm kind of tempted, given all this Tool
talk. I just
want
to give you a fucking musical so you can just suffer.
You're going to Moulin Rouge, man. You know? I kind of want to, because all this Tool talk, I kind of want to give you one of theirs. It's kind of like a lead up.
You're going to recycle a band? You're going to make me listen to Tool,
but
then you're going to make me listen to Tool again, and then you're going to make me do an emergency Tool cast?
Yeah.
You're triple tooling me, bro.
Yeah, you may end up passing out in a deprivation tank.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so fine. Let's not do that.
No. I don't want to...
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to skew your choice. If you want to retool me, you can retool me.
I mean, I can do that. This cast has infinite shelf life. We both know it. Maybe I'll just do one closer to... August 30th seems very far away to me.
June, July, August. Yeah, we got 3 months.
So, why don't I give... And we also haven't done a Chris Cornell album.
Who? Oh, I know who that is.
You know? He's got four of them.
Soundgarden?
Did we do one?
Is that right, though? He's in Soundgarden.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead singer. Chris Cornell. Then he went solo.
He plays rhythm guitar as well.
Gotcha.
Audioslave. We didn't do one of those.
He's an Audioslave? Oh, right.
Yeah,
he
just sings.
But it's with... Wait, don't tell me. Rage Against the Machine, Chris Cornell equals Audioslave.
Yep. Why don't you do it? You got it.
That's your thing.
Which is another comedian's thing. Who also RIP.
Yes.
What a downer today. So let's bring it up. I'm gonna fucking... completely veer off.
Why don't you just give me off. Evil Empire?
No.
Okay.
It's not on my list.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you an album called Girls.
Girls?
Yep. By the band Girls.
Girls by Girls?
The End.
I've never heard of them or the album.
That's why this show is great.
It's groundbreaking.
Turning you on to new stuff.
What genre? What are we talking here?
Some jangly guitars.
Can't wait.
I know you're not used to that. And
Girl Talk by Girls. Okay, I'll listen to it.
Nope. Just girls. Oh. Like the Lena Dunham Show.
Gotcha.
On Fox.
It's on HBO?
Sure.
Yep.
So there you have it. I'll send you the information. Well, Court, can you get the info on that? Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, she's at Bumbershoot. I'll get you the stuff you need. Thanks for the gift you've given me today.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Thanks for me too, bro. I'm hanging up now.
Had no idea he was on the line the whole time.
He listened to the entire conversation.
That's embarrassing.
That's how empty GameStop is.
Yeah. On a Sunday, what can you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to GameStop after this and play some Nintendo Wii tennis.
Sounds good.
All right. Over and out, inside and down. We don't want to fuck up none. We don't want to fuck up none. And we don't give a fuck about none. We just want to have fun.